This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid,
to take a stand. Stay Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by Bahama Limited, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Global Learning Exchange, the International Culture, Wine and Food Festival, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us on this beautiful Friday afternoon. I'm finishing up my stint in Chicago, Illinois. It's warmed up today, folks. I mean, it is cool, but it's bearable today. Thank you so very much for the little warm weather. I'm, again, so glad that you could join us. Now, let me give you the lay of the land today. I'm with you for live for the first half hour, as I do have an obligation shortly thereafter. But we have an obligation today with some very special guests that I'm going to introduce in a minute. I do want to take some time, though, to do a couple of things that I wanted and didn't remember to do yesterday. Nesbitt Higgins, a personality I met as a very young candidate for the Free National Movement in 1997, passed away 2 days ago. And Nesbitt was one of those really unforgettable personalities. A gentleman whose commitment and dedication to the Free National Movement was unquestioned, but whose loyalty to the people who he regarded as friends was fierce. And if you were not somebody that he favored, while he was, you're his opposition, you would have been clearly known to you, he was still a pleasant soul in even his passionate objection and opposition to you. He was a dynamic personality, a really unforgettable personality. And his passing is a huge loss. He was a businessman and just a all-around significant political personality, I think, really cherished by many people. And I express condolences to his family and all his friends, and of course the Free National Movement family, who no doubt will miss him. And I suggest many on even the other side of the political divide who knew and became friends with Nesbitt Higgins. And then I learned of the passing of Big Red there in Chippingham. Big Red was a great contributor and personality in my own bid for member of parliament in the Fort Charlotte area. And he was a significant businessman in that area. And he too passed away. Very jolly fellow. Really somebody I came to like and appreciate. So our condolences even to his family in this is a passing. But I just thought to mention those, and I know, Mommy, you would know each of them, in turn. Okay, so there is a special event coming up. It's back now. I think it's the International Cultural Festival, and here to talk about that is Nick Rees, who I believe is. Nick Rees and also Janet Johnson, both of whom are connected also in this regard to CNU, I believe. So if I mixed up anything, please let me know. Hi, Janet. Hi, Nick. How are you? Welcome.
Hi, Hey, Chicago. How are you? How's Chicago?
Like I said, it was really cold the last couple of days, but it warmed up today, so I'm okay today. I leave tomorrow, so okay. So if they bring more cold weather tomorrow, that's on them.
Yeah. Well, we've got great weather here and great weather expected for the festival.
Wonderful.
We're excited to be back, and we've had to relocate this year. We're now at Collins House Gardens.
Okay, it was before at the
Botanical
Gardens. And it's a huge event, I recall.
Yeah, it is. And the Botanical Gardens is under renovation, so we had to move it to the Collins House Gardens, which is a slightly smaller footprint, but nevertheless, one of the most beautiful green spaces in downtown Nassau.
Now, Janet, let me ask you: is the cultural festival connected to the tourism development?
No.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. That's what it's.
No. Yeah. The International Culture Wine and Food Festival is actually a nonprofit now.
Right. Okay.
And our members are the international countries that belong to the festival.
Okay. Wonderful.
And I've kept the festival going for 28 years.
Yeah, it's a long-standing one. I remember when I first went in government, you know, Botanical Gardens was in Fort Charlotte. And so I would have known about the festival all the while as a member of parliament and as a minister.
Right, exactly. And we've had to pivot. We were thrown a curveball and we were able to pivot and we're bringing the festival in all its glory, and it's in a beautiful site.
Okay.
And this is going to be the place to be on this weekend. It's going to be amazing.
What can people expect? Because you know it's been a couple of years because of the pandemic. Remind people what the festival is about. What they can expect.
Well, one of the key things about the festival is that it's always been cashless, and in previous years we've had festival dollars. But we're transitioning from our festival dollars and we're going digital.
Wow.
So Nicholas will talk about that and the fintech solution that we have for the festival. We're very proud that we're able to bring this. It's very cutting edge. That's what the International Culture Wine and Food Festival is all about. So we are going to serve as an incubator for this event, for the introduction of Sangala.
Okay.
It's going to be fabulous, and we encourage the public to come out.
So when I get to the festival, I'm going there. There's going to be all these countries there serving their various kinds of dishes and the like, and I am going to be able to, like, is it an entry fee, or are you paying as you purchase? What happens?
There's a $10 entry fee for adults, and there's a $3 entry fee for kids.
And so I can pay my $10 entry fee, you're saying, these days now by Sangala digital means?
Yes. Well, maybe Nicholas can take it from there and talk about what happens at the front of the house.
Okay. So, good afternoon, Mr. Lang and Janet and Bahamas. I thank you so much for, you know, allowing us to be here. As Janet would have mentioned, so yes, the festival historically has been cashless, using the tickets to essentially form the basis of a tender for making purchases with those tickets. What they used to call those funny money back in the day. This year, the Central Bank of the Bahamas has sponsored the event, and the Sand Dollar, which is the official currency of, well, it's Bahamian currency.
The Bahamian Central Bank digital currency, the first in the world.
Yes, the world's first central bank digital currency, the Sand Dollar, will be featured and highlighted at this event. And persons will be able to touch, feel, engage with the sand dollar, see how it transacts, see how it moves, see how you use it, and they can engage down the digital journey as far as they would like to go. For persons that don't have a phone and that don't want to download an app, they can bring their cash and they can have that converted. They'll get a band, and the digital sand dollars will be put on their band, and they can use that band at the locations to purchase their food items or any other services that they wish to purchase.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Sorry. So Canoe was selected as the fintech provider for the festival, in that we are providing the technology, the resources, and the tools to the festival, as well as the vendors to receive payments. So this is, as a sand dollar event, sand dollar basically guarantees full interoperability. So any AFI, any mobile app, if you have a SunCash app, a mobile assist app, or a Canoe app, you can go out, you can download any of those sand dollar enabled central bank approved applications, and you can load your sand dollars and you can transact. You can also purchase your tickets in advance. You'll also be able to purchase tickets digitally while in the line. You'll be able to skip the line.
Man, you need to stop, man. You got me all excited because I feel like I'm in the 21st century, deep in the 21st century, modernized and all, because you're telling me, man, bro, I could have my app on my phone and do like they do in China and Singapore and them. That's what you're telling me?
Exactly. And so this is what we're highlighting. This is going to be quite possibly the world's very first fully powered CBDC event. And this is happening right here in the Bahamas. It's something that, you know, we as all Bahamians should be very proud of. And, you know, we should come out. We are very cognizant and mindful of persons apprehension towards technology. There's fear when things are new, when you don't, you're not comfortable with something, and then you have change. So that's a part of our responsibility, is to be patient enough and handhold the users along this journey. And this event provides an awesome opportunity for us to really do that and to walk down the digital journey with persons, because we don't want to be left behind with the digital transformation. We want Bahamians to be able to access digital services, to understand the digital services, and to be able to use them to impact their lives and to add value to their communities which they live in. And
let me tell you what I'm gonna do, Brother Nick. So I'm gonna download one of those apps and I'm gonna load up my account, my wallet. And I'm going to purchase entrance tickets for my GPPI staff. So I'm going to test this system myself.
Okay.
So I won't be in Nassau, but they'll have the tickets to be able to go to the cultural festival.
Excellent.
And just so you know, and just so the public knows, so you may not have a bank account or a debit card or credit card. That is okay. You can still purchase tickets digitally. And the way to do that is you download the app. You can walk into Super Value with $20 cash, and you can give that to the cashier, and that you will then get digital currency on your mobile application, on your Canoe app, and you can click right on the ICWFF and you can buy your tickets.
I'm so glad you said that, because someone just texted me to say I'm 71, coming with my cash, not tech savvy self help.
Right. And so we want to make sure that we include those persons. So those persons are important to us. So if someone doesn't have a phone, they don't need a phone. We are going to give them an NFC enabled band, and we're going to put the currency on that band. All they need to do is literally touch the band to the device that we've already set up. And that's how they'll pay.
Man, you got me all excited, man. That just sounds so great. I mean, this the Bahamas now. Wow, that's nice. That's super. Canoe, y'all doing things, man.
Well, we
and
said,
they're partnering,
you know, this...
but they've got some great partners too.
Yes.
Yeah, so Alive is going to be providing data, Wi-Fi service for the event to ensure everything's connected, up and running. We actually, the bands that we're bringing into service, that we'll be introducing, they actually can transact underwater. We did a payment underwater yesterday.
Whoa.
And so if it rains, we soak the band overnight in a cup of water.
Mm-mm.
And the band was transacting this morning. So come rain or shine, persons will be able to transact. Persons will be able to engage, touch, feel, and learn more about how Sand Dollar can impact their lives and add value to them and essentially empower their businesses. Because we have a significant challenge in the Family Islands with the branches, the branch networks, the banking networks. Today, Mr. Lang, exists a solution that can completely eliminate the need for any physical branch networks.
Hello? Did we lose him? We may have lost him. We may have. So, John, all I'm hearing is people could go to the Jamaica stand and order a party, go to the Trinidad one and order their roadie, or order the Cayman one and get their crab and rice and
that's
be able
right.
to use their phone or use their band, and everything is everything.
Yeah, and it's so much easier for the vendors. It's touchless, so it's ideal for post-pandemic.
Right.
I think once people get the hang of it, they're going to be really excited about it.
Yeah, I am.
How easy it is.
I think it's a beautiful introductory scenario for the Sand Dollar and for what it means to be in a cashless world. I have a transaction right now that I have to do, given that I'm in Chicago, that I'd like to do for my bank with a vendor in Freeport. But the vendor don't have that kind of digital setup right now, but it would have been grand. I could have just done that right here.
Exactly. It's so simple.
Yep.
And Bahamians ought to be very, very proud of the fact that the central bank has brought this and be willing to try it and embrace it, because this is the way of the future.
Yes, absolutely. So
we want to be on that cutting edge.
The cultural festival again is where?
It's at Collins House Gardens, which is on Shirley Street, opposite the Tribune Media or the Sign Man.
Okay.
It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday and 10 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
And we have concerts. We have great entertainment. We have something called Head Talks, which is like TED Talks, but it's the Bahamian version with our experts. And it's just going to be fabulous. We've also teamed up with the Gumbe Kids. So children can come and have a really stimulating afternoon. And we've got a haunted house because we're a week away from Halloween.
Well,
so you can come and get your boo on. we've got lots of other activities and great vendors who are very excited to be back and loving the space that we're in.
Well, sounds super. Sounds fantastic. Again, I'm going to test the system out because I'm going to get these tickets for my crew. And we wish the festival every success and welcome back. And thank you, Canoe.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back.
And Alive and all your partners.
Thank you.
And our
thank
patron
you very
this
much.
Year is Dame Janet.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
Sorry, Mr. Lang, just one more thing. Janet mentioned about the Gumbe Kids. And I just wanted to highlight what that represents. And so Gumbe Kids is an award-winning Bahamian show, born and bred in the Bahamas, doing really great things, educating kids and about awareness, eco-mindedness, And so we actually sponsored Gombe Kids, and they have created a character called Drew from Canoe. And Drew from Canoe is going to be present at the event and entertaining and engaging kids and giving kids the opportunity to learn about the sand dollar and the digital world. So we really want to make it, make it fun and engaging for everyone.
Wonderful. One more question, Janet. What about parking?
Yes.
What about parking?
Well, that's another one of the great things about the festival coming back and how Corporate Bahamas has been so supportive. A lot of the businesses in the Collins Avenue, Doswell Street, Shirley Street area near the festival spot have donated their parking spaces because they're not in office over the weekend. And so we have parking all over. They'll be highlighted. We'll have monitors in the streets telling people where the parking is. And we'll have security in those spots. So come on down. There's no reason not to come and be a part of the festival and thoroughly have an enjoyable week before Halloween.
All right. So Cultural Festival is back, folks. Get out there and get involved, and I think it's going to be a great time. Thank you again. Thank you so much, Brother Reeves. Janet, thank you so very much for bringing
care.
Your information here. We'll talk to you, and all the best.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Chivago. Bye-bye.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. When we come back, we're going to be Far Back Friday for you, replay, but I'm not going to be with you. Y'all enjoy. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Thank you very much.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Isn't it time you conquered your investment goals? With RF Mutual Funds, you can access a range of investments within a single fund. That means you get access to top-performing local stocks, along with exposure to international markets. Add expert management and competitive returns by 25.16% with our targeted equity fund, and you won't just meet your investment goals, you'll conquer them. Get started with RF Mutual Funds today.